we grabbed Christine Kleinhens, who's going to be headed to her first Friday exhibition at the Juneau Artist Gallery. She's this month's featured artist and the owner of Tide Watcher, and known for her scenes of nature inspired by life in Juneau. So, Christine, thanks so much for coming in and letting us know what's up.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And you have kind of something a little bit different this time, which is that you've incorporated your watercolor work with jewelry and earrings that you also create.
I did.
Yeah, so tell me about how that works together.
You bet. So this summer I took 2 months to just be present in my art space. And I started doodling daily, just whatever I wanted. And I loved the doodles so much that I wanted to create something with these designs and thought, well, they would look really good on earrings.
So the doodles ended up just being kind of small in scale?
Very small. We're talking inches instead
right,
of feet.
I'm
used to painting really big. The last time we talked, Andy, I was doing four foot
paintings, looking at each other and
underwater
stuff. Yeah,
scenes. Absolutely, full color. And this time I decided to go small. It allowed for me to complete a painting in days rather than months. And so having the completed projects one after another was satisfying.
Yeah.
And also, I realized I loved them so much that I wanted to create a show out of all those little pieces.
That's really cool. And have you done the earring work before as well?
Not like this. Uh-huh. I have painted on wood to create herring earrings, but this is a little different. I found a gal on Etsy who cuts out wood pieces specific for macrame earrings.
Oh, okay.
And thought they would make a great background for my paint.
Very cool. So you just – are you making the macrame earrings as well?
I am. Okay. I found some cord and I started –
I searched macrame
on YouTube and learned how to make some knots.
Well, that's really – what inspired you to go into that area instead of metal or instead of some other area that would work with that? Yeah.
Well, painting makes sense to me since that's in my wheelhouse for sure.
Sure.
But I love wearing earrings, and I love wearing earrings by other people in Juneau that are great artists here. And I thought, you know, wouldn't it be fun if I could create some myself?
Yeah. And they're really neat. I mean, how big – they kind of fluff out. Typically, they're fluffing out at the bottom, so they really create a real little showpiece for
the artwork.
They're
dramatic.
Yeah.
They are. They can be large.
It's not incognito
long.
Stuff. Yeah.
No.
This is a statement.
Exactly. And they're fun, bright colors, so they really stand out against your hair. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So your entire – are you doing any other work associated with this showing you have, or is it all – it's all these earrings with the macrame and the small – is it watercolor that they are? Or what
they
are they?
They are watercolor. Yeah. I loved those doodles so much. I decided to add paint to them. So that's how the watercolor paintings came about. But yeah, so I have 17 sets of the watercolor macrame earring paintings. And then I did bring in a few of my above and below paintings from my last show as well.
Oh, so if someone's inspired to get something larger or wants something to hang somewhere, okay.
Yes. There's a few things there for everybody.
Right. And tell me a little bit about the process of making the watercolor so that it's durable enough to be earrings.
Well, the watercolors on the watercolor paper, the earrings, I actually used acrylic.
What I saw was the earrings, and the earrings are painted.
Yeah.
And they're painted in a way that reflects the watercolor. I had that a little confused. So it's a watercolor painting that's matched with earrings.
Yes.
I see.
Yes.
I see. And the earrings have the same theme on them, and they're acrylic?
They are.
Okay.
Yeah. And boy, that was something to shift between acrylics and watercolors because it's a totally different process.
Right. How did you do that? Because making watercolors is, you know, that's one of the reasons why people use watercolors. It has that way of blending and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I tended to paint the earrings on different days that I painted the watercolors just to give my brain a little bit of space because with watercolors, you paint the light to dark, you paint in washes, and you want to leave white spaces blank. Whereas with acrylics, you paint from dark to light. And they're a little bit more forgiving because if you mess up, You just paint over it.
That's
no worries.
Interesting. So it's almost you're almost painting in an opposite way for the two different styles. Yeah,
that's true.
Right. Wow, it's interesting. And did that? So was there one that you think back on and thought, well, that was I didn't think I'd get that one, or that was a tough one, or you know what I mean?
Always, you know, there were a lot of watercolor paintings that just didn't make the cut. They're in a trash can somewhere in Minnesota. And the same with the earrings, I have to say. But, you know, sometimes magic happens and both of them worked out. And I can tell you I do have some favorites. And, you know, sometimes each day I had a new favorite. But what was really fun is after painting all of these tiny paintings, I got really inspired to paint big again. So I already have a new idea for my show in December.
Oh, okay. Now, the little doodles you were doing, where were you when you were doing those? Were you in Minnesota?
I was.
Okay.
I was at my parents' lake in Minnesota.
And were you being inspired by what was around you there, or were you kind of working off of things you were remembering in Juneau?
It was a combination. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I would go outside and I would paint something that I would see, like the wild roses, or I would try to paint the reflection off the water at the lake. And other times I would have moments of remembering beauty in Juneau and I would rush to my sketchbook and just start sketching out. So it was. And the really nice thing about having time and no real purpose for creation, no real end point in mind, was that I could really just paint whatever I wanted to, doodle on whatever I wanted to. So this collection is really just a lot of favorite things, a lot of little things that I just thought about from day to day.
Right. When you were doodling, was there a medium? Was there a specific? Were you using a specific type of pen or pencil, or was that all over the map too?
I wish I could say I was fancy, but I just found whatever number two pencil was not eaten by the dog and still had some lead left, and usually. Whatever sketchbook was handy as well.
Not lined, so, maybe, but...
Yeah.
Right, yeah. But just something, blank piece of paper.
If it was watercolor paper, even better, right?
And then, so when... Because what I was wondering about was you said, well, I was trying to paint reflection or I was trying to... Often I think about those things in terms of color.
Mm.
But but these were all... Color was added later. These were all just in pencil.
Yeah. I was looking at everything in terms of shapes and dimension, and it's one of the things that I like to practice. It really helps me focus on the feel of a painting and just getting the shapes right and the size of each item within the painting correct. So.
When you're working small like that, is there work that you're doing small that translates to the bigger stuff you do, or is it a really different discipline?
Working small can translate to big pretty easily. You oftentimes just use bigger brush strokes or bigger brushes.
Bolder kind of, right.
Yeah. So one of my favorite pieces that I created was bull kelp, an underwater scene where I just layered different bull kelp, one on top of another. And I'm very excited to start creating those big, huge scenes of underwater kelp forests and maybe adding some creatures in there like the herring that I love so much. But I just want to experiment with watering down some acrylics, putting some layers down, and trying some watercolor techniques with the acrylics next.
And have you had a lot of training in watercolor? Is that an area that you've concentrated on in the past, or is that just something you're picking up or have picked up all along?
It's something that I started on last summer because it's really easy to take with you when you travel.
Right.
You can take little palettes that store easily. After you're done using watercolor, they dry on their own and they stay so that you can use them again the next day. So they're easy to travel with and easy to throw over a sketch to add color when you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And I do love how watercolor looks and interacts with the different colors and how they overlay, sometimes magically. Sometimes you're not expecting what the watercolor does on the paper, but it it just works out, and it's like magic, and that's fun.
When you so you have these little small format watercolor paintings, and then you got the idea of, okay, I'm going to also create something that's wearable, kind of,
yeah,
about this.
Yes.
So is each earring kind of a direct copy, or is it just kind of inspired by same palette? Or what did you try to do? What were you trying to translate onto the earrings from the painting?
That is a good question. The earrings have a definite shape to them. The wood has some definite lines, and so they're even smaller. So I had to take these tiny images, these watercolor images, and make them even smaller.
Right.
So sometimes they look very similar to the painting. Sometimes it's a suggestion of the painting.
Almost like a thumbnail of, or a,
exactly,
or a inset, yeah, of, almost like an inset on a map,
exactly,
or something. Yeah, right.
The colors are the same. The ideas are the same. But instead of painting 8 fish, 9 fish, there might be 3.
And then how is it kind of packaged up? Is it sort of – what did you kind of think about that, and how did you – approach that?
Yeah, for display?
Yeah, and and just to show that they were a set.
Yeah, yes. So I was trying to find a way to hang earrings on the wall, which was tricky.
Yeah.
And my friend Nell at the gallery had last year had created a display where she put earrings on paper and then hung her necklaces that were a set on the same paper and used paper clips and clips to hang the paper directly on the wall. And I thought, man, that would be a great idea, because the frames that I used for the watercolors are floating frames, so you can see the paint behind the painting. So I found bright color paper. And I mounted both the painting and the earrings right onto the paper to kind of define the space as a set.
And then, so is it a set that, like, someone can take this and they hang it on the wall and the earrings hang with the painting? Is that how it goes?
Well, they're welcome to do,
like,
that. Yes.
It's more like, no, that goes in the jewelry box and then the painting hangs.
Right,
okay.
Right. All I'm
right.
Hoping that the earrings get worn out and about.
I'm trying to wrap my head around this concept.
You know, Andy, another fun thing that my partner suggested was taking the watercolor paintings and hanging them around your neck.
Yes, right.
And then creating a huge bling necklace.
Why not? Go for the Flava Flav look. Absolutely. I love it.
I think you can do whatever you want.
Okay.
But I'm imagining these watercolor paintings, since they're small and since they're pops of gold and color, right next to a window or right next to a door, in those little spaces where you don't really know what to do,
right,
with them,
right,
because they're tiny and narrow. I found something,
yeah,
for you.
I always think about little paintings in bathrooms, little nooks and things like that too,
yeah,
right? You know, this is nice places like that.
Yeah.
Well, Christine, we'll let you get off to your first Friday. I mean, it's happening.
The
first Friday show is happening, so we got to let you go.
Really soon here.
So it's really soon. So we'll let you get to it, and we hope you have a great crowd. And it sounds like another creative, interesting idea that you're going with here for First Friday, and it's at the Juno Artist Gallery, which is over in the Senate Building, and Christine Kleinhens is the featured artist this month. Thanks so much for coming in and letting us know what's going on with it.
Thanks, Andy.
Okay,
this was
really
fun.
Appreciate it. Yeah, that was really fun. Thank you.